open the public hearing for the purpose of hearing to receive public input regarding the amendments to the 2021 city budget. Just want to hit the highlights on that one, Dave.
So starting off with the general fund, on the revenue side, so the good side of things, our sales tax went up quite a bit from last year. Of course, we got the COVID-19 relief fund, so I had to adjust the books to account for those. Another little bit of positive, the arena, so the Contour arena, we had $1 million from last year. And then on the not good side, on the revenue adjustments, where our interest rates plummeted. So instead of getting about $70,000 last year, and then we got about $12,000. So I adjust for the decrease in the interest rates crashing. On the expense side, for the public safety budget, I had to increase a little bit with the retirement of one of our great officers, Ben Lauer. We hired another guy to replace him, so for a bit, we were carrying a fifth officer, so I increased that one a little bit for that. We did do a budget adjustment for another truck at this fiscal year, but it looks like at the time the availability things were not likely to be extending that on this year's fiscal budget. Likewise, the side-by-sides for the park and cemetery is not looking like you are going to be kind of a shell for those, so that'll be moved into next year. Water fund. Supplies to replace the meters, we have increased that, and we have a lot of other meters, so we adjust the water budget to afford those replacements. And then also the project in Aspen Bridge, I had to track that accounting or not, which then we did an offset transfer on the idea to extend that. Sewer fund had a number of changes. We did bring 20 back to finish call through our system, and we brought on the RH Gordon to do the acoustic testing. One of the main changes in the sewer fund. Power fund, the residential sales are up a bit higher, but unfortunately our power purchase bill is up $200,000 from last year, which is kind of why we had to do that big increase, because our margins were dropping on that. Depreciation schedule is up, so I found a depreciation, and that's a result of the substation project being completed, so now the assets being depreciated on the list. So that's up about $70,000, but it's from the depreciation, so that comes back into our capital operating side. Hydro maintenance also was up quite a bit at $100,000 for hydro repairs. And that was the adjustments in the power fund. Irrigation, we didn't really have too many tweaks. Most of the changes are really the result of the engineering. So on the non-operating capital side, paying the engineers and getting the grant money is kind of passing that through with the irrigation project. And that is the highlights of the general city fund budget changes.
Well, to be on the side-by-sides, did they weren't able to get them that soon? I think they're like 6 to 8 weeks out before they can get them. We got them ordered, but yeah, they can't get them quick enough to check.
We were planning to fund them last year, and we're going to have to put it off till next year.
Yeah.
Which was after the 1st of July.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were in the pen.
Somebody told us.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate your offer.
We can use my truck.
So,
I'm going to use my other truck. My grandson's going to drive it. So, my truck's available.
Okay. How much are you going to add?
Well, he's the guy. He's going to be a devil.
Who that?
The red truck. Well, the white one we're using.
Can I get the four of us?
Do did we grade last year?
We did not last year.
Did we still have that truck too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I had it on the trailer.
Anyway, going back, Eddie, have a camp.
On the city budget for the year 2020-2021. If not, we'll go ahead and close that public input. Public hearing on it.
Thanks for being able to answer all those